This is Planet Music, your place on the internet where we showcase top indie and unsigned music artists and bands. I'm your host, Michelle Reyes. Join us for an amazing half hour of incredible music talent. These singers, songwriters, and musicians are making a huge impact in the world of music. They will rock your planet. This is Planet Music, and I'm your host, Michelle Reyes. Our featured artist for today is Mandy Perkins. Mandy, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
How are you doing today?
I'm kicking it.
Now, Mandy, are you a singer, songwriter, and musician?
I am a singer, songwriter, and musician.
Okay, and where are you from, like, right now? Like, what state do you reside in?
Right now, I live in Santa Monica, California.
Okay. Mandy, what style of music would you say you write?
I write rock. It's got splashes of other genres in there, but it's pretty straightforward rock.
When did you first realize you had a passion for music?
When I was about 4, I wrote my first song, and it made me feel better to hear myself sing and to actually write it out. And I think I've been pretty much writing a thing since I was 4 nonstop. So it's just, it wasn't something I just picked up and said, oh, I'm good at this, I think I want to do it. It was just something I just do.
Was there anyone in particular who inspired you to pursue music?
You know, no one in particular. There's a lot of artists, obviously, that I greatly admire. I've had a lot of friends and interesting people I've met on the way that have been very encouraging. And starting way back when, from when I was in grade school, you know, now even, there's just certain people that you meet in your life and they'll just, you know, spark something in you or they'll say something in a certain way that'll make you say, all right, definitely need to pursue this and try to make a living at it. But hopefully combining that with the occupation as a young adult and making it work for me in that way.
Okay. Now, how do your songs come about? Do you sit by... Now, what instrument do you play?
I play guitar.
Okay. Do you go to your guitar and pluck some strings and see if something comes to you, or how does the writing process occur for you?
Well, there's several different ways. One way is if I will sit down with my guitar and I'll start, you know, I'll have something in mind. Something will really bother me or I'm really upset about something. Usually that's when I'll pick up the guitar and I'll just have sort of a stream of consciousness. And I'll start, you know, just singing along, singing everything I feel. And usually that's when I'm like, oh, those are really great words. Another way is if I have 1,000 journals. I have a journal, I have little books everywhere. I mean, I have just hundreds of them. So I always have one on me. And I'll open one up and I'll do it. Or sometimes I'll go to another person that's, you know, writes piano or writes guitar. And I'll be talking with them and they'll whip out their instrument. Not the piano, of course. that would be a little different. But you go to them, and they would start playing, and you sing over what they're playing. So it's pretty organic. I don't ever sit down and go, today I need to write a song about love, and this is how it's going to go. Like, it never happens like that. Actually, I don't really have any love songs. But it never really happens that I say, today I'm going to write a song about this. It's always, they just come. And that's why they're so, I think they're so real.
The first song I'm going to play is called Why. Mandy, can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Why came about 2 years ago, and I just re-recorded it right now. And this is the first version I recorded. It's, you know, pretty much about, I think why is pretty much self-explanatory. You can apply it to any situation. And it's about you realizing one day and you wake up and you say, oh my God, I'm in a certain relationship. I don't really have songs about boyfriend, girlfriend, but you can apply it to any kind of situation. And it's about waking up one day and saying, whatever I'm doing or whoever I'm with, they're just completely, I'm discounted. I'm not a part of this. I'm really not part of the equation. It's about someone taking you for granted and you waking up and saying, no, not taking it anymore.
You confuse me with the many faces that you wear. Pretending that you don't care. I have waited for this moment to disappear.
Thank you.
That was a song called Why by our featured artist for today, Mandy Perkins. Mandy, do you have a favorite song that you wrote?
No, I don't have a favorite song that I wrote, but I have a new album that is going to be coming out in early 2007, and it's my first full-length album, probably released early February. And I have a lot of favorite songs. You can actually purchase songs on MySpace, which is really cool. And it's just this, you know, it's called Snowcap, or in partnership with MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And on Snowcap now, you can go, and it's just like getting iTunes, only you can purchase the songs directly off of MySpace, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes people get your page, they want the songs, they have no idea how to get the songs, and if it's a button underneath the song, I mean, it's not like you have to open this huge new account, because if you have a PayPal account, that works too. So it'll go, you know, it's pretty easy to use, it's pretty easy to sign up for, and I think it's going to give a lot of MySpace artists this new exposure. And MySpace is obviously huge for new artists, so MySpace is going to be huge for new artists selling their music. But my music's available on any digital download site. It's doing really well there, too.
Now, something that we've been doing new with our artists, and it's up to you, is if there's anything that you want to talk about, any convictions you have, passions, anything about life, normal life, it does not even have to be about music, but is there anything that you, as a person, just want to talk about?
I'm a strong believer in education. I think that if you're going to pursue anything in the entertainment industry, you know, my advice to anyone that wants to pursue modeling or acting or music, anything, photography, you know, anything that's really in the entertainment realm, that a lot of times people believe that they can graduate high school and they say, okay, I have my education, I'm going to go search my dreams. And there's so many times that I see 18, 19, 20-year-olds, especially in Los Angeles, that come out here from high school with these big dreams. And, you know, a lot of times, well, let me rephrase that. Once in a while, occasionally it'll work. And, you know, sheer talent and drive and timing will be enough. But more often than not, it's not. And what it is that sometimes you need to go to further education. I'm a big proponent of college or post-secondary education or even, you know, instructional school within your field, modeling school, acting school, music school. I mean, even, you know, a lot of times you need to go and get higher education so that you're able to conduct yourself properly in a business setting. Because if you don't have education, you skim by high school, you say, you know, I have this dream. There's so many other factors, and you could be the most talented people in the world. I've seen it happen 1,000 times. The most talented people in the world, they have everything that you could possibly expect that would make them a big star, a big actor, a big singer, but they don't have something else. They don't have the skill set. They don't have the necessary, you know, speaking abilities. They're not able to carry on a certain kind of conversation. They don't know the technical advances in their field, whatever it may be. I'm a big proponent of people really sitting back and saying, you know what? I have my whole life ahead of me. Life expectancy is not 30 anymore. It's not 50 anymore. It's 80 now. I can be a few years older when I get into my field. It's still going to be there. Nothing's going to happen. I can get an education, and I can equip myself with the skill set needed to further myself ahead, because the one thing that's really going to push you ahead is not your talent, it's not your look, and it's none of that. It's actually your intelligence, your intellect, and your personality, and your ability to speak, and your ability to conduct yourself. That is what will push you ahead. So that is something I'm very, you know, and one day I hope that I can either have a little bit more influence, or a little bit more power, or a little bit more money, and I can set up, you know, education around the world for people that want it, because I'm huge into everybody being able to, you know, learn. Learning is power. It's obviously a little trite to say that, but learning is power. Power is knowledge. And the way that you can really grow and express yourself is by educating yourself as much as possible.
The second song I'm going to play is called Fallen Under. Mandy, what inspired you to write that song?
Fallen Under is about control. And it's just about losing control over a situation. And again, you know, realizing that, you know, you need to be yourself. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to take care of yourself, because in the end, you have you. And, you know, most everything else is peripheral. And you're lucky enough to find a lot of peripheral, then it's good for you, but you need to rely on you first. And Fallen Under is a song about forgetting about that and forgetting that you need to take charge. And it's about someone else swallowing you and their control.
Okay, this is Fallen Under.
Right through me, like a wind I can't explain. It comes upon me and it builds and builds on me again. You're like a voice, like a snake wrapped around my neck. I cannot breathe, I cannot stand. You think you're 30,000 miles away. You like to tell me what I have to do, what I should say. You try to mold me, try to hold me, try to break me down. You cannot own me, cannot control me.
By our featured artist for today, Mandy Perkins. Mandy, what do you like best about performing live?
Oh my God, I love performing. Everything is about performing live. Everything is ultimately to get to performing live. It's the be all and end all. There's no better place. There's no time I'm happier. And recording and songwriting and everything is awesome, but it's all really to lead up to the performing, because being able to actually express yourself like that and get on stage and have people understand and be able to have them leave, you know, feeling a little better than when they came, or a little more understood, or feeling that someone understands, or just feeling entertained. You know, it's about making people come in there and they had a bad day at work or they had a fight with someone or whatever, and having them leave and just feel a little lighter. And the ability to make people feel a little lighter, I don't know if there's a better ability. I don't think there's a better gift. So I can't even imagine what I would do if I couldn't perform. I've been performing forever.
Mandy, where can our listeners find you on the internet?
You can go to my MySpace, which is my best option. It's www.myspace.com/Mandy Perkins, MandyPerkins. Or my website, which is www.mandyperkins.com. Or you can Google me, because I'm on several sites, which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool to Google yourself.
Yeah.
Probably not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
I have once or twice, and it's really fun.
Okay. All right. The last song I'm going to play is called Closer to You. Mandy, could you tell us a little bit about that song?
Closer to You is it's a really pretty song. It's about longing. It's about wanting something that you can't have.
This is Closer to You.
Do you know what you have done? So the teardrops you have won, I'll never show them to anyone but you. Do you see what you did? You laughed as I hear. I'll never show me to anyone but you. I look up and you're gone, and I turn to notice her. She has filled up the room and taken my listener. And it always comes back. Get closer to you.
Called Closer to You by our featured artist for today, Mandy Perkins. Do you have any tour dates planned?
I actually am going to be doing a bunch of touring. So after the 2007 release of my first full-length album, which is just an amazing, amazing feat, I'm going to be touring in March. So I have a bunch of dates set. I'm going to be going to China and St. Petersburg, Russia, just a bunch of places around the States, a bunch of places from around Canada, from where I'm from, and then just, you know, take it from there. It's all about performing, really. It's all about getting to the point where you can just go perform.
That sounds great. Mandy, I wish you all the best. And, you know, do me a favor when you have all your tour dates lined up. Go ahead and contact me, and we'll do another show with all your updates.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay. Thank you for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been very fun.
Join me next time for another half hour of the best indie and unsigned music artists and bands. I'm your host, Michelle Reyes, and this is Planet Music.